Meaning that his work is good or it's finished.
就是指他一些的工作已经是美，因为美好呢也都是已经完成了。
And in Exodus chapter 20, when sin has entered the world in Genesis 3, we see that there's a new reality of practicing the Sabbath.
咁呢，在这个创世纪第三章讲到话罪入了世界，我们再去到这个出埃及记二十章呢，这里圣经是再讲到安息这件事。
And God revealed the Ten Commandments, or a covenant, to observe, to practice, and to remember the Sabbath.
就呢，这个从这个出埃及记的时候呢，就神就向人民颁布十诫。咁十诫里面其中一诫呢，就是讲到话我们是需要安息。
This is important to realize because now that we live in a broken world, Sabbath rest, first of all, is to observe what God is already doing in your life.
就是呢，就是我们因为我们这个安息日呢，其实我们要纪念去神是为我们所做的一切。
When we practice the Sabbath, we actually see and remember of God working in our lives.
因为我们过我们安息日呢，就是我们纪念是神是为我们所做的事。
We are meant to practice. In other words, we actually have to do or practice, which means to give tasks to the Sabbath.
其实我们关于其实安息呢，其实就是我们当中都是有些事是需要为神而做的。
And the last one is to remember.
我们另一个安息人另一层面就是
to remember.
是纪念。
Because to remember is to submit that only God is in control. You and I aren't.
我们过这个安息日，就是要我们承认我们是需要臣服于他。
So a broken world, when we practice the Sabbath, we find completeness, or we find rest in God, that God's in control.
我们是过在这个破碎的世界里面，我们过安息日就是承认这个神是一个已经 完美完成任务完成的神，也是当中我们
Complete and finished.
Yeah, 因为我们神所完成工作。
And so every year Oxford comes out with a new word.
咁我睇下牛津字典，牛津英文字典咧，每一年都会讲一个我哋当年最流行嘅一个新词语。
A word that defines our culture or our world.
而呢一个年度词语咧，系反映当时关年嘅有咩新嘅文化嘅潮流出现。
And Sabbath rest is meant for our own well-being.
当然啦，呢个安息系为我哋自己嘅一好处。
But according to Oxford, the word of the year is called rage bait.
但系咧，但牛津英文字典咧，我哋就有一个年度嘅一个最流行嘅新字就叫 rage bait。咁 rage bait 嘅意思就系呢个愤怒嘅诱饵，或者叫简称怒饵啦。
All my young people know what I'm talking about.
咁呢一边又知怒饵咧？
It's a term that means that when information is shared online, it actually creates anger within us.
咁呢个意思就系话，你喺呢个社交媒体里面分享一啲信息，而呢一啲信息咧嘅目的就系希望人哋睇咗之后就为一啲事情嚟到愤怒。
It's to manipulate our emotions to be rage or to be angry or to get clicks online.
呢啲嘅喺我哋社交媒体分享嘅信息咧，就目的就系要令到个受众咧睇完之后。係呢個感受咧，係一啲有憤怒嘅感受。
It's either political or it shows fear in our world, or could be spiritual or religion. It could even be about our own cultures. But rage bait is trying to bait you into being angry or full of anxiety.
呢啲就好似魚地咁樣，係去令你係睇完呢啲嘅片一啲嘅或者影片啊，即係信息之後咧。令你係對於一啲嘅可能係政治啊，或者係屬靈啊，或者文化上或者等方面嘅事情咧，係令你到某一方嘅議題係產生一啲憤怒感覺。
It's like going 100 miles an hour in a 30 zone with our emotions.
就好似喺呢個情感上咧，喺一個應該時速限制30公里嘅道路上，你開車開到時速100公里。
A sign of rage bait is to be impatient when you're driving.
就好似咧，感覺就好似你揸車時候失去咗耐性。
It's tailgating someone who's going too slow and wanting to just pass them too much。
感覺就係你 你咁你見到你嘅前面架車真係好慢，連你係感覺非常之唔耐煩。
Rage bait, another sign is feeling overwhelmed or full of fear and thinking that you're never centered.
咁咧，你個所謂嘅憤怒有你呢個另一個方面咧，就令你產生一啲嘅好激你好驚啊，係啊，係好驚嘅感覺，就係令到 fear to what?
Fear, just fear.
係令你係。
Another sign of rage bait is that when you're talking to someone, you're not present. You're always distracted or thinking about something else.
但係呢個感覺令你咧係聽人哋講嘅嘢，令你聽唔入耳，係令你係人係聽嘅時候係失去咗一啲嘅焦點。
This is why God created the Sabbath.
所以就係神因此就係創造咗安息呢樣嘢。
To recenter us in a chaotic rage bait world。
喺呢個充滿憤怒有你嘅世界裏面，係調校你嘅焦點。
And interesting enough, in the New Testament, Jesus compares himself to the Sabbath。
咁咧喺呢個新約裏面，耶穌咧係將自己比喻為安息。
If you are taking notes, I want you to write this in the margin。
咁咧，你喺個筆記裏面可以寫低呢一點。
That when you read the book。And the Gospels about Sabbath and Jesus.
咁咧，你喺呢個四福音裏面係講關於耶穌係提及安息日嘅時候。
There's 8 episodes of Jesus doing something on the Sabbath.
咁咧有八裏面有呢個四福音裏面有八次咧係講到係耶穌喺安息日裏面做某一啲嘅事情。
And he wasn't supposed to.
其實咧當時嘅習慣係佢係唔應該做嗰啲嘢㗎。
Out of those 8 episodes, 6 of them
在八呢八次安息日做嘢裏面，其中有六次咧
had to do with healing someone.
就係關於醫治一啲人。
This becomes important because Jesus shows that Sabbath rest is actually about healing.
呢個就係講到話，其實耶穌係透過呢啲嘅記載裏面講到，其實安息日係關乎醫治。
Where religion thought that it was about doing nothing and resting.
好多人或者係我宗教上嘅思想就話安息日咪乜都唔做咯。
For Jesus, it's about renewal and healing.
但耶穌咧視為安息日咧係一個更新嘅一個或者醫治嘅機會。
So how can you and I practice Sabbath in our modern day rage bait world?
但係我哋喺呢個充滿呢、这個脑你这个世界里面我们怎么实践这个安息呢
So really quickly, the first thing, as you might know this already, but practicing the Sabbath is to find rest and renewal with God.
就是我们是在神里面我们找到我们更新我们找到更新的机会。
As we see with God's example, he rested with an intentional period of time.
就是这个时候呢就一段是特定嘅時間係需要休息。
A 24-hour period of time.
就係一段24小時嘅時間。
Now this meant that the people of God would worship God.
就係屬神嘅人咧，係會用呢段時間係去敬拜神。
When we think of rest, we think of recreation, don't we?
好多時候我哋諗安息，咪即係康樂嘅時間咯。
When we think of rest, we think of sleeping in.
或者係我哋安息咪講我哋瞓覺咯。
Or sitting on the couch to watch your favorite TV show。
或者坐喺屋企沙發裏面睇一啲你中意嘅電視節。
Or video game。
或者係玩你中意嘅電子遊戲。
Some of us go on social media and we just want to zone out。
或者我哋我想乜都唔理，我淨係睇我手機，我睇呢、这個我啲嘅社交媒體。
Or for some of us, we think, especially this time of the year, I wish we were in Hawaii or Mexico, somewhere hot.
或者咧，哇！即係呢個而家天度天寒地凍，其實我不如我趁呢個安息嘅機會，我不如去夏威夷或者係墨西哥。
In our modern day world, we tend to confuse Sabbath rest with recreation.
Yeah, 好多時候我哋將安息咧，我哋誤解為將安息。以為安息就係代表我哋有康樂嘅時間
，or relaxation，
或者係我哋放鬆嘅時間。
You see, Sabbath rest is meant to worship, to find renewal in God。
其實安息係關乎我哋喺神裏面有更新，亦都有呢個敬拜。
That means when we come here to church on Sunday, when we sing songs and hear His word, it's meant to renew you, to encourage you, to uplift you。
我哋喺安息嘅時候，我哋係有更新。我哋係有我哋透過係呢、这個更新機會係透過我哋喺教會裏面嘅敬拜，我哋嘅聽講道。
Have you ever been on a vacation and you're thinking this is the best place on earth？
大家有冇諗過啊？你去第二度放假嘅時候，諗住話，哦，嗰個地方就係世界上最好嘅地方啦。
I don't know where your favorite is, but maybe it's a beach or a pool, and you're lounging, and someone comes and serves your every need.
咁咧，好多人你又哦中意陽光與海灘嘅，你話啊某個海灘某個泳池咧就係你最向往去嘅地方啦。
If you feel like sushi, someone will give you sushi.
壽司嘅話，係咪中意去日本啊？咁你 Japan is the place, right?
Japan.
Okay, all right.
Or you want chips and salsa? They'll get you chips and salsa right away.
Or
your favorite drink. But honestly, God has created the local church to be the very place that is the best place because of renewal. I want to encourage you today, if you hear anything about the message today, that Sabbath rest is designed to renew you and recenter you, not to create relaxation or recreation.
係我哋最緊要嘅嘢，我哋喺呢個安息日裏面咧，唔關乎嘅唔係關於我哋有康樂嘅時間，係但我哋要揾個更新嘅機會。
So as we see in Genesis chapter 2, practicing the Sabbath as we see with God includes our time, our talents, and our treasures.
就係我睇翻呢個創世記第二章裏面，我哋喺安息裏面咧，係關乎要用我哋嘅時間、我哋嘅恩賜同埋我哋嘅財寶。
And what I mean by treasures here is not just your money, but your relationship that God has given you, your spouse or your family, your friends, including finances.
我哋嘅財寶咧，唔單止話錢咁簡單，包括我哋嘅所謂人際關係同我哋嘅配偶啦，或者家庭，或者係我哋朋友。
And in the Old Testament narrative, it was called the 10-10-80 principle.That we should give 10% of our time, talent, and treasures are commanded by God to be given to God.
咁根據呢個原則裏面咧，我哋其中一成嘅時間咧，喺恩賜同埋財寶咧，都要依照神嘅命令去歸翻俾神。
So, for example, we're called to give to God, practicing Sabbath, to give 10% of our income.To God.
一個好好嘅例子就係我哋將我哋嘅收入嘅十分之一，我哋獻翻俾神。
Why should we do that?
點解我哋咁做咧
？Because it gives us Sabbath rest.
呢個就係我可以俾到我哋一個安息嘅機會。
It pushes back the rage bait of greed.
呢個就係我哋係控制我哋一啲嘅貪念。
It teaches us to give control over to Him.
就係我哋喺神裏邊，我哋有控制。
And to observe that God will work in your behalf when you are obedient to Him.
有節制之外咧，亦都係顯示我哋喺神裏面咧係有信服。
So I did a little exercise in my own life.
因為我自己都會呢方面有一啲嘅操練。
Since I was 16 years of age, I have given 10% to the Lord. That's not a humble brag, by the way.
咁啊，到我係16歲開始已經係奉行呢個11奉獻嘅啦。
I would work for my dad on the farm, and I started a job at Dairy Queen flipping burgers.
咁咧，因為我好細個已經係幫我爸嘅農場做嘢咧，亦都有得閒時間去快餐店咧，就對做下工嘅。
And as it came into my bank account, 10% went straight to the church.
咁咧，當我任何無論咩方面嘅收入咧。我都將我收入一成俾翻教會。
I've been practicing that Sabbath practice for almost 30 years.
咁呢一個操練咧，我已經做咗30年啦。
And so I decided to look back and say, how much have I given from the early days of Dairy Queen and working with my dad to being a pastor now and the opportunities God has given me?
我諗翻。究竟我由細細個幫我爸農場做嘢，或者係做快餐店，直到而家自己做牧師，呢咁多年裏面，究竟我係奉獻咗幾多錢咧
？And I had a number.
咁我有一個數字。
And then I went back and said, I want to observe how God has financially provided for me above my salary and wage.
就係話，究竟喺我哋諗翻，其實神對我其實唔單止係薪金方面，亦都係其他財政方面係俾過福氣我。
If you're a mature follower of Jesus, I actually encourage you to try the same exercise.
我亦都係大家新聞信徒嘅，我亦都係鼓勵你係好似我咁，亦都係呢方面有操練。
Because looking back, I have seen God actually outgive the number financially, outgive the number that I have given.
亦都係我係見到係自己，因為奉獻之後，神俾我嘅遠比我奉獻嘅更加多。
And as any 16-year-old, you want a car, right? You want to make sure that you're driving around and having freedom from mom and dad.
當然啦，大家如果16歲嘅話喺呢一度，咁你開始可以揸車啦。咁希望自己可以買架車，咁啊可以離開父母嚇。
So as I was working with my dad one day, we were driving by, and there was a car for sale.
咁咧，我就喺細個幫阿爸農場做嘢啦。咁我又經過，咦，有架車幾好喎。
I'm like, Dad, that looks like a car I would want.
阿爸，呢架車係我想要啊。
I said, I've been saving up money and I want that car. Can we go see that person?
嗱，我已經儲緊錢㗎啦，我想買㗎啦。咁不，阿爸爸不如帶我去睇個車行個經紀睇下啦。
So my dad said, well, after work we'll go and check it out.
咁阿爸話：阿仔啊，嗱，我哋放完工之後咧，我就去個車行睇啦。
So we go to the house after work.
咁咧就 the house.
The house where the car was.
Okay.
After work.
Okay. Not the dealership. I thought
it was. No, it's at somebody's house. It was a private sale.
Sorry about that. 咁我就去嗰個原本嗰個屋度咧，就睇唔係車行啊，係個屋度睇下啦。
And so we get out of our truck and we go look at the car and the for sale sign.
咁我就坐阿爸嗰個貨車裏邊就去嗰個靚車嗰度嗰個位置啦。
And.Behold, this guy that comes out of the house to see us at the car is a friend of my dad's.
Oh, 其實嗰個人咧係我爸嘅朋友嚟嘅，想買嗰個車嘅話咧，就原來我爸個朋友嚟嘅。
You know where this is going?
我睇下啊，我完全唔知嘅喎，之前。
There was a price tag on the car.
咁咧個車上面又擺咗個售價出嚟。
And I said, "Is there any opportunity to negotiate? Because I don't have as much money you want for this car."
咁我就話其實我就出唔到嗰個價喎，咁其實個價可唔可以傾一傾㗎
？Back then, minimum wage was $5 an hour。
咁咧嗰個年代咧，法定最低時薪咧都係$5嘅啫。
So I had to save a lot of money to get this car。
要儲好多錢先儲到買到一架車。
So the owner of the car said, "What's your budget?"
咁嗰個原本車主就問我：你嘅預算係幾多啊
？And any proud 16-year-old who saved money, I said $800.
咁嗰時我冇錢話$800得唔得啊
？It was 3 times less than the asking price of the car.
咁啊，就三分一，係啦，三分one third of the
one third.
Yeah,
30%.
其實咧，佢嗰個係開價嘅三分之一到啦。
And guess what?
咁啊點咧
？He's like, it's yours.
咁啊，得好成交。
I'll do the paperwork for you right now。
咁咧，嗰啲所謂嘅文件嘅處理我搞掂。
You see, God works。
係啦，呢個神咧係當中會做工嘅。
When you trust Him with the things He's given you。
當你係相信係神係會呢啲又賜福俾你。
And as an immature, early follower of Jesus, as a 16-year-old。
當時十六歲就唔係好成熟嘅信徒啦嚇。
I learned a valuable lesson。
我已經係學習到一個功課。
And throughout my life。
呢個功課亦都係我人生之後嘅時間學到嘅。
That when you practice Sabbath well。
你係要實踐呢個安息，實踐得好。
God supernaturally provides。
神咧就會超自然咧係供應俾你嘅。
Beyond anything you think you could do。
係超過你所想所求。
So I encourage you to practice the 80-10-10 principle.
咁咧，我鼓勵你係實踐呢個10-10-80嘅原則。
Because He actually gives 80% of all that you have, your time, talents, and treasures, to be a blessing from God.
呢個成當中嘅八十咧，其實都係已經係神俾咗你一啲嘅時間、恩賜同財寶噶啦。
We think our money is our money, but actually everything is God.
我哋以為我哋賺嘅嘢都係自己，但係其實我哋賺一切嘅嘢本身都係屬於神嘅。
But He has blessed you.
但係佢已經係賜福俾，佢會賜福俾你。
So that you can be a blessing to others.
令你係成為其他人嘅祝福。
So we see that we can practice the Sabbath very quickly and very easily with a 10-10-80 principle.
我哋好實踐呢個安息嘅一個好簡單嘅方法，就係實踐呢個十十八十嘅原則。
And we don't practice the Sabbath like the Old Testament in rules or rituals, but through relationship with Jesus.
但我哋好似係好似舊約咁樣嘅奉獻方式，但我哋喺新約裏面係一個有一個新嘅關係。
On your sermon notes, you will see one of the episodes, the eight episodes that I talk about what Jesus has done on the Sabbath.
咁啊，呢個我哋嘅筆記裏面講到其中一個例子，就係喺耶穌喺個安息日裏面做咗啲嘅事情。
But the Sabbath now, because of Jesus, actually heals us.
但係神係耶穌係透過呢個安息日咧，係醫治人。
When we give our finances to Jesus,
當我哋將我哋嘅財政係交俾耶穌嘅，
He heals us from greed.
From greed. 我哋就可以從呢個嘅貪婪中係得到釋放。
When we give our time to Jesus,
当我们是将时间交给耶稣,
He heals us from being in control or thinking that we should be in control.
我们就是得到一个的医治, 就是从这个,
free from being in control, thinking
we need to, 我们从这个自己可以控制一切感觉里面释放出来。
And we need to give our talents to the Lord.
我们将我们的这些恩赐是交给神。
He actually makes us more productive, not busy, but productive in our world.
令到我哋世界上係更加有果效。
So when you practice the Sabbath, He brings healing to your time, treasures, and talents.
就係安息日裏面嘅耶穌就係俾到我哋，無論喺個時間或者財寶，我哋嘅恩賜上都係有呢個醫治。
On the Sabbath, when we come to church, we can experience physical healing.
我哋喺教会里面咧，我哋都可以经历一个身体嘅医治。
When we come to church, we should expect that God recenters us and finds spiritual wholeness in our broken world.
就系神咧喺教会里面咧，系神让我哋喺个破碎世界里面，系我哋将人生嘅焦点重新校正。
When we worship and hear God's word, it should bring healing in relationship with others and with God, not religion.
当然，我哋喺呢个教会里面系一个听讲道嘅时候。我哋亦都可以喺呢個人際關係裏面得到你嘅醫治。
And just like we talked about, we live in a rage-bait world.
頭先講到咧，我哋喺一個係憤怒嘅有你裏面呢個世界上生活。
Jesus heals our mind and our emotions.
耶穌係醫治我哋嘅情感。
So that we can experience Sabbath rest.
我哋可以經歷呢個安息裏面嘅呢個真正嘅休息。
How amazing is that?
呢個好奇妙咧。
Because of Jesus, He invites you.Into Sabbath rest.
是主耶稣是邀请你在安息日里面得到真正的休息。
Sabbath rest actually too points us to a restoration that will never end.
也都呢，另一方面呢，实践的安息呢，是令我们是享受到永不终止的复还或者复兴。
When we take 24-hour period of time just to be with Jesus is a foreshadow that we're going to be with Jesus forever one day.
这个在我们在会这个24小时里面与耶稣相处呢，我们是预表我们有一天将会是永远可以跟主耶稣在一起。
The Sabbath is actually a foreshadow to eternity.
这个安息呢，其实是预表我们这个将来这个永恒。
And gives us rest with our work, our time, our talents, and our treasures.
是我们放下工作的时候呢，我们也都是将我们的时间、我们的财宝、我们的恩赐交给神。
And this might sound easily said versus done, but lastly, when we practice the Sabbath intentionally, it reminds us that God will take care of the rest.
但系亦都另一方面咧，安息日提醒我哋系神系会看顾我哋其他嘅一切。
There is stories upon stories I can talk about our time, our talents, and our treasures, but God calls us.To practice Sabbath rest in those areas.
但是呢，神是呼召我们呢，无论在时间上，或者是在个恩赐上，或者是财宝上，我们都要在这三方面是要享受神给我们的安息。
When we practice Sabbath rest, it gives us the opportunity to invite God into our needs, into our striving, into our laboring, into our insecurities. And when we feel that God's not there, it gives us opportunity to invite God that He is always there.
亦都係咧，係喺安息裏面係神係俾係滿足我哋嘅其他需要，亦都係當中咧。
The result is rest with
Him.
So 3 years later, I'm about to go to college. Bible college.
Okay.
At Summit Pacific College.
16歲, 19歲,
and I needed a little bit more money, so I decided to sell that car that I bought for $800.
當年我就買了800元買了一輛車啦,
so I put some for sale signs on it, and I'm driving around town.
將車周圍兜,
it's been a great car.
車都撞房都挺好的,
a 5-speed manual Hyundai Excel, hatchback. I was so proud as an 18, 19 year old that I had my own car. For $800. It took me 2 days to sell it. And as I'm driving around, someone started to follow me. And like I mentioned, I worked at Dairy Queen, so I'm going to Dairy Queen to work. And I didn't have a for sale sign, like I had a for sale sign, but no price.
But, and
the older gentleman said, how much do you want for your car? I was as parking at the Dairy Queen parking lot. And like any good teenager, we say one phrase really well. I don't know. What do you want to give it to for me? He's like, well, can I go around and just test it out? So he tested it out and he came back. He's like, it's a really nice car, Andy. Like, you took care of it. How about you want $3,000 for
it? Wow, 3,000元,
and I was trying not for my jaw to drop and say, sucker!
哇,其實我是騙了你的,你不是水魚啊?
Are you serious? You're going to give me $3,000? I bought it for $800 3 years ago. That's what I'm thinking in my mind. I'm like, are you serious? You want to give me $3,000 for this?
He's like,
yes.
是,这个爸爸,是,
and then I got honest. I said, well, just want to let you know the passenger door window doesn't go down. Like, the, it doesn't work.
不过我提醒你先,那个,我们乘客那边的窗呢,
and I rewired the whole, like any good 16-year-old, rewired the whole stereo system to have a big subwoofer in the back, had a 12-inch subwoofer in the back. I said, that doesn't include it in the car, I said. Because in my mind, the stereo system was worth more than the car. So he's like, would you take 25 for it?
2,500.
And so I'm like, of course. He's like, I'll do the paperwork for you. After work, we'll do everything together. He brought the paperwork.
Yeah.
As I'm flipping burgers, I'm thinking, Lord, you're hilarious. I'm like, thank you for this gentleman who's about to give me $2,500 for a car I bought 3 years ago for
$800.
And as he came back, he's like, hey, your name is Andy Gabbert.
Oh, 你的名字叫Andy Gabbert,
he's like, I heard you're going to Bible college.
Oh,
Bible college. He heard.
Yeah.
I lived in a small town. He's like, I know this car is not worth
$3,000.
But I want to help you. God does the miraculous.
神呢,
His math makes no sense.
神的數學呢,
His ways are higher than our ways.
他的道路是高過我的道路。
No one should have given me $2,500 for a 1986 Hyundai Excel.
一架1986年型號的現代車呢，其實只應該不值這個價錢去買。
But he did.
但是呢，這個事件是最後成就。
And if I was honest with you, I never thought in my entire life I would be a pastor.
當然以前我都冇諗過，成世都冇諗過，將來自己會做牧師嘅。
I wanted to be a lawyer or a businessman. I went to Bible college for 1 year to just get some good foundation.
咁其實當年我諗住自己讀一年聖經學院咧，將來我出嚟或者做翻呢個律師或者做商人都好啦。
But that gentleman reminds me of this truth.
但係咧，都呢個伯咧就提醒我一樣嘢。
That Sabbath rest.
呢個安息日咧。
When you practice it well,
当这个安息日你实践得好的时候,
when you realize that all your time, all your treasures, and all your talents are actually from God,
但你要知道，透过安息日你知道，所以你的时间、你的财宝、你的恩赐，其实都是属于神。
That he blesses you with time, talents, and treasures so that you can have a thriving, not just surviving, thriving life.
这三样东西其实神给你呢，都让你有一个丰盛的生命。
But when you give back to him,
但是你將這些東西都交回給神的時候,
he will bless you.
他就會賜福給你。
He will bless you with your time.
是用時間上是賜福給你。
He will bless you with your talents and productivity.
是一個在這個恩賜上是或者是果效上是賜福給你。
And he will bless you with your treasure.
是財寶上都會賜福給你。
I'm going to ask the worship team to come up because we're going to go into a time of response.
好啊，我哋而家係回應一個回應詩歌嘅時間，請敬拜隊。
I have to ask you，
我問要問你哋一個問題。
How are you going to experience Sabbath rest？
你點樣經歷呢個安息咧
？With your time，
係時間方面
；With your talents，
係呢個恩賜方面
；And with your treasure，
財寶方面。
It is not easy all the time in my own life to give those three things well to the Lord。
其實咧。要實踐呢三樣嘢咧，其實係當然係有難度嘅。
But as I've listened to the whispers of Sabbath，
但我亦要聆聽呢個嘅來自呢個安息嘅聲音。
My trust grows。
係當我係實踐安息嘅時候，我又越嚟越多信心。
My confidence in the Lord grows。
喺神裏邊嘅信心係越嚟越大。
And as you are faithful to Him，
當你係忠心於佢嘅時候
，He is faithful with you。
佢亦都係對你嘅信實。
I have stories upon stories of God's faithfulness。
我係呢個人生裏面有好多好多嘅事件係證實到係神對我信實。
Even when life is hard，
即使係人生係好多艱難。
I remember this one time when we were in Richmond, Annick and I, we rented a one-bedroom apartment downtown Richmond. I was a youth pastor at Richmond Pentecostal Bible or Richmond Pentecostal Church.
咁咧，好多人好細，即係仲出嚟讀完神學啦，咁就去列治民間神召會侍奉。咁我同我同師母 Annick 咧，就去租一個一房嘅柏林單位，就列治民市中心嗰帶嘅。
I was basically making minimum wage as a youth pastor.
咁咧，其實我做呢個當時做牧師咧，都係即係差唔多賺到最低工資嘅啫。
Annick worked at the airport。
咁咧，當時師母就喺機場做嘢。
Making double that I was making。
喂，嗰陣時，喂，佢賺嘅錢係我雙倍啊。
And I remember we didn't have enough money for rent。
我記得係有一段時間係唔夠錢交租。
And I didn't know what to do。
咁我都唔知點算。
But Annick, in all her wisdom, she's like, let's just pray about it。
師母就話：不如我哋為呢件事祈禱啊。
Sometimes our human minds start to race. I'm like, well, maybe I should ask my mom. Maybe should I ask dad?
或者係不如有一般人，即係一般情況之下，我諗下，不如諗下問阿爸阿媽得唔得咧
？Should I take a loan out or something, or to put it on my credit card?
或者諗下，其實有冇需要借錢咧
？And for me, insecurity as a early follower of Jesus.Wanted to rise.
咁咧，嗰個時候我都係初信嘅時候，係有啲嘅不安全感喺度。
Fear wants to rise.
誒，都係好似似乎係有好多嘅驚恐。
The whispers of, did I really just spend all this money to be a pastor and all this time and all my talents where I wanted to be a lawyer instead? Like God, are you sure this is what you want for me? Like, I feel stranded. Where are you?
咁我當時諗就。 好似被困喺一個環境裏面，好似冇出路。咁我問神，不如其實花咁多時間，花咁多嘢，不如我做律師會好啲咧。
And the next day，
好啦，之後咧
，I get an email，
我就係收到個電子郵件
from CRA。
哦，係呢個加拿大
Canada Revenue Agency，
加拿大稅務局係啦。
And said you haven't filed your tuition for the last 4 years。
咁咧，嗱，你就提話過去呢四年咧，老地都冇就呢個聖經學院嘅學費去報税。
But we filed it for you。
但係咧，你應該係退税嘅，但係嗱，你冇做到，你冇申請，但係我幫你做咗。
And we just want to let you know that you have your full return coming back to you later today。
嗱，你我哋今日晏啲咧，你就會收到，因為來自呢、這個。學費而衍生嘅一筆嘅退稅。
And the number was 3 times the rent。
咁咧，啲舊退稅錢咧，就係我所要面對嘅租金嘅三倍。
I needed healing。
我需要醫治。
That sometimes human nature wants to take control when God wants to have control。
有時我哋想自己控制一切，但係最終佢控制嘅來自邊度咧？係嘅神。
And in my human mind, I'm like, yeah, CRA, that's my money. It's about time you gave my money.
人嘅角度話：喂，呢啲係稅務局應該俾我嘅喎。
But Annex like, see what God can do.
但係師母就話：神當中係有做嘢。
And a couple weeks later, in my prayer time,
咁咪一齊祈禱啦。
I hear the whispers of Sabbath.
我聽到關於一個來呢個安息嘅聲音。
And he says, "Will you trust me enough?"
神就喺度問：究竟你咪真係信我？
Let's stand together.
一齊起立。
I'm going to ask our prayer workers to come. Pastor Paul.
我哋有啲代禱嘅朋友。
Mason.
好。
Maybe you have a Sabbath need today.
啊，即係有啲我哋安息上嘅一啲嘅需要。
Maybe it's around your time.
或者係時間上。
Maybe it's your talents.
即係呢個恩賜上。
Maybe it's your treasure.
或者係財寶上。
But we are inviting the Holy Spirit Sabbath rest to speak to you afresh.
我哋邀请系来自圣灵嘅安息系嚟到。
That you would relinquish control back to Him.
将你想控制欲放下，让神系重新掌管。
And that our prayer is that you would experience Sabbath rest afresh today.
我哋祈求系大家即系再次系经历神来嘅安息。
That you would experience God's math, not ours.
你會經歷呢個神以來嘅數學。
That God would create opportunities for you in your career and your relationships with your family and with your spouse.
係讓你係得到係呢個無論人際關係或者係事業上一啲新嘅機會。
And that we as a church would relearn afresh how to trust Him when it doesn't make sense.
我哋教會重新學習係信靠你。即使有時覺得係好冇道理嘅。
When our human nature wants to rise，
我哋人性係想。
When our fears and rage bait and
嗱，我哋人性或者係見到一啲嘢係會發嬲。
Insecurities want to rise，
或者係我哋見到我哋係覺得係好冇保障、冇安全感。
We invite you, Holy Spirit，
我哋係邀請聖靈
，The Lord of the Sabbath，
就係呢個屬安息嘅神、安息嘅主
，To heal us today。
是今日就嚟到醫治
，to give us joy today，
係俾我哋有喜樂
，perspective，
俾我哋有新嘅觀點。
And as we worship you，
我哋係敬拜你
，that you would heal us afresh，
我哋係讓你重新嘅醫治我哋
，and renew us，
係讓你。
If you do have a special need today，
如果你今日有啲嘅特別嘅需要
，and you want prayer and ministry，
係一啲嘅需要代禱。
Please, friend, do not leave today.
或者你喺千祈唔好離開，直到你係得到代禱。
Without your need being met，
係你係要喺度尋求你係。
And your request the Lord，
係求你係求神係滿足你嘅需要。
And we wait in anticipation that God will meet your need。
係我哋期待係神係滿足你嘅需要。
And as this is our Cantonese service, Pastor Paul and Mason, they speak Cantonese.
當然啦，阿 Paul 同埋 Mason 都講廣東話嘅。
So feel free to go to them. If you want prayer in English, feel free to come to me.
But
let's worship and let the Holy Spirit minister to us.
Afresh.